The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Gary O'Hanlon is the executive chef here at the K Club. Gary, do you know what I am?
A bed.
Wow. Giving it away, the prior. I mean, that was a real mystery, I thought. Anyway.
Do I get the telly?
No telly for you. You won't have time anyway to watch TV over Christmas. You'll be flat out here in the K Club.
Yeah, it's busy. Yeah, it's. I've just left a meeting there, and I was told that Christmas Day is as good as full already. So yeah, big things happening every day up above us here. I have a new menu coming on here in South tomorrow. So I have a few boys up there working on that menu currently. So yeah, it's full on here from the hotel to the Palmer to the South over here. There's always something new happening, which keeps me busy, yeah.
And a kind of a mix of patrons around Christmas? Is it people coming from abroad, different parts of the country? Is it people who are living on the estate in one of the houses?
All of the above, Kieran, okay. Really, yeah. There's sort of families that have been coming generational. They've been coming for many, many years. And every year there are new customers, and then equally for Christmas Day, where there's an opening, then like some of the people that live locally here are either in Strafford, Kildare, or even on the grounds of the K Club itself. We've a lot of them that we look after, and even maybe some private stuff going to houses. So yeah, it's a mixed bag. So that means the menus have to differ every year. And then, I mean, you'll have the few staples, like, but you know, for people on a package for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, St. Stephen's Day, they'll never see anything twice. You know, like it'll all always be changing, and that brings its own challenges, but it's good. It's chefs love seeing new menus anyway, so fresh and new keeps them interested, you know.
So you told me during the news headlines, you said it's the first hydro-powered Christmas dinner,
yeah,
in Ireland. I didn't know what you meant.
Yeah, I just left the area there. I was down talking to the guys, like, so they're testing it. We'll be the only 5-star hotel in Ireland powered by hydro energy. So yeah, so the Liffey will be powering. It'll be 70% of the hotel's power will be coming from the Liffey.
It's amazing, and you use the Liffey water as well to boil the vegetables. You said.
Maybe not, no. So yeah, so it's on at the minute, getting tested, and it's working. And then Minister Jack Chambers, and hopefully, I'm sure he still will be, come next Monday, the 2nd of December. We have a lovely launch going on that day, and people will be finding out about it. They'll have a lovely little sustainable menu then that I'm going to cook that day. So yeah, it's something that was there since 1910, and then it stopped maybe working around the 70s, but it's been a big pet project. And Michael Featherstone, our owner, sustainability is very much to the fore for him and Paul Harry, our CEO, and that will be powering 70% of the hotel's energy from now pretty much on, and officially from next Monday, the 2nd of December. So yeah, it's incredible. Like, you know, I started here back in March, and they've been out there working even before that, because I've been seeing the guys ever since. Like, but yeah, it's all coming to a nice close now, and just won a Global Sustainability Award for it. So it's already making a big impact in the tourism sector and in the business sector, and it's been recognised as being quite unique. So yeah, hydro-powered Christmas dinner at
that's
the K Club.
It'd be amazing. 70% though of the energy needs of the hotel, it's huge. Huge place.
That is, I can tell you, that is a significant amount of power, yeah, because, you know, from all the, I mean, if you just isolated all the rooms, the bar or the restaurants or whatever, and then you just took the kitchens alone, like, you know, from refrigerated units to blenders, machines, freezers, all sorts of gadgets. You know, it's a very, very costly business, and as anybody that owns a hotel or even a home will tell you. So yeah, it's something that we're all very proud of. And you know, the Liffey is a big part of the resort here. There's fishing goes on out there, there's kayaking goes on out there, canoeing, all sorts of different water sports when guests are coming to stay here. And you know, for now to also be swallowing up golf balls, but it's also going to be powering the hotel is a great story, you know.
So for people who are not lucky enough to be going to the K Club then at Christmas, and maybe it falls on them, whatever way the rotation works within their own family, that they're preparing Christmas dinner, I mean, is it too early to be thinking about it now?
Oh, definitely not. No, like, you know, I always say, like, the latter week of November is when you really want to even give it a wee bit of a trial. If you were to cook a roast chicken dinner any Sunday between now and the first week in December. And, you know, as I was talking to Sophie, one of the researchers yesterday, I said, you know, people really get worried about the number. They get hung up on the number. But if you can roast the chicken, you can roast the turkey. The only difference is obviously the time and that little bit more of a time. But the key thing really is learning a few tips and tricks with regards to the veg. Eliminate as many pots and pans as you can. It'd be one of the first things I would say. So instead of boiling carrots, you're roasting them. Instead of boiling turnips or Brussels sprouts, you can kind of roast them or do whatever. Like, try and get as many things off the stovetop as possible. Don't just have the turkey in the oven. Have potatoes in there, have carrots, turnips, parsnips in there, your roast veg. And then, you know, decluttering the cooker is the best thing for a home cook's mind, I find. But, you know, give a wee stab.
How declutter it? You've just horsed all the veg into it.
Yeah, but you don't have, even for me as a professional chef, and I could have 10, 12 frying pans going at any given time. If I'm on a busy line and it's no problem. It's just easy and you're methodical and you've done it a million times. But if you're there, I see my wife as she's cooking, whatever. Now, if the recipe's right, she's a great cook. Like, but if it's in any way skewed, there's not much natural flair. But nothing can throw her off more than the carrots boiling, turnip is boiling, parsnip is boiling, the potatoes are boiling. Well, which one's ready? Which one's not? And then start getting into a panic and lifting lids and closing lids and dropping lids and doing whatever. So if you just have a roasting tray and you've your washed, chopped, peeled and chopped root vegetables on that, a little bit of butter on it and olive oil and then some spices, Cajun or whatever it may be, whatever you're going to flavour it with, have it done. They'll all roast at the same temperature a turkey's roast. You're generally going to roast at 180 degrees. That's almost rule of thumb, the roasting temperature for roast carrots, for roast potatoes and for roast veggies as well. So you're going to put them all in. It's all one thing. You're not adjusting temps at all. You're just going to be testing as it cooked. And now the only thing left on your stovetop is potentially your gravy and mashed potato, if you're having mashed potato, you know what I mean? So the less things that are around there at any given time, I always feel it just keeps a clearer mind for things, you know?
How do you prepare the turkey? I mean, do people overcomplicate it?
Yeah, I tend not to stuff it at all with anything. I generally...
Do your stuffing separate?
I do the stuffing separate, yeah. I've never, ever liked putting the stuffing inside a carcass. I don't know why, I just don't like it, you know what I mean? But if you are going to stuff it with anything, the only thing that I would tell you is to get the skin, get a pair of gloves on or just clean your hands well, and then get your fingers between the breast meat and the skin and you'll naturally be able to tear it and fit your hand. And if you soften, not melt, but soften, leave a pound of butter at room temperature for an hour or so, and then you can ply it or you can manipulate it. And I would put a full pound of butter into the turkey, half and half it on either breast, and then massage it down flat. So you're leaving yourself like a little sort of centimetre thick, not even a centimetre thick, less of butter all over the breast, and then it's underneath the skin, and then you can use the skin to sort of push it all the way down. Rub it then with some vegetable oil, put a small little bit of vegetable oil on the skin, rub it all over, and then put rock salt. Then you just want to twist some rock salt. The oil will help the salt stick to the skin. The salt will help dehydrate the skin and it'll give you a super even bronze coated crispy. Mm. So whenever you get fat to render, that's whenever fat's actually really nice to eat. And the key thing to do in that is making sure that you salt it. So you rub that rock salt into the skin and then you roast it. You'll start roasting it covered with foil, but really the last hour you want to have the tin foil off. The moisture can evaporate and then the fat can render and it will give you a beautiful even colour then at the end. It's gorgeous, you know.
Oh, it sounds delicious. Yeah. I'm hungry listening to you. Yeah. What about the ham?
Ham, I do the ham old school, so I'll soak it for a wee while. Don't really need to soak it anymore, but I still kind of do. I'll put it in a pot of cold water the night before, wrap it up well, and I'll leave it in the fridge. Then I come back, strain all that off, cover it with cold water, bring it to the boil, and then simmer it for probably, depending on how big your ham is. If it's on the bone, probably 3 hours or north of 3 hours. If it's boneless, an hour and a half, an hour and 40 minutes.
Glazes, Coca-Cola.
Yeah, but you got to boil it first. You got to cook it first. Take it off, leave it for an hour, skin off the excess fat. Then Coleman's English mustard, must be Coleman's English mustard for me. Brush every part of it over with a palette knife, so a really thick layer of mustard all over it. Then loads and loads of demerara sugar, brown sugar, onto your hand and plaster, just like you're flicking plaster.
Like on a pebble dash wall.
You pebble dash it with brown sugar all the way over, and then you stud it with cloves, give an inch gap, one end to the next, all the way over. You completely dress it. That's the old school French way that I would have learned that in the Rosapenna or at college. Clove, brown sugar, and mustard is the most beautiful flavor combination you'll ever have. And then that goes back into the oven. One tip there, minimum of 3 layers of tin foil on the roasting tray before you put that ham back in the oven. That is a tray that you'll never clean unless you've got a few layers of tin foil. It's impossible to get the sugar off the tray. Don't do it to yourself. So put it back in at about 190 to 200 degrees, and then you're gonna roast it or bake it until the sugar caramelizes. Don't worry about the cloves charring or burning a little bit. They will. By the time the sugar's at a perfect crisp, caramelized, finished, the cloves have been burnt, then you let it settle for an hour. Pop off all the cloves and then carve it with a serrated blade and serve that with like stuffing and obviously all the trimmings.
There's a few people drooling out there in the audience.
Yeah, it's beautiful, you know. And cipollata gravy. Cipollata is like a little mini cocktail sausage, and that's something that not many people know. It's a classic accompaniment to roast turkey. But if you have a butcher that makes cipollatas, what's really nice as well is if you fry some cocktail sausages and slice them up, put them into your roast gravy and put a cipollata gravy with your turkey. It'll change your life, I'm telling you. There's an audience.
Sausages in the gravy.
Yeah, yeah. Like little mini cipollatas is what you should traditionally serve in a gravy.
So you got turkey, ham, people would have sausage in their stuffing and sausage in their gravy as well. Is there any more meat we can squeeze in there?
It's absolutely fabulous, yeah. It's really, but Christmas dinner is, I mean, I don't know about you, Kieran, I'm a traditionalist. I love the turkey at Christmas. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Listen, it's always great to talk to you, Gary. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Yeah, really appreciate you popping into us. Gary O'Hanlon is the executive chef here at the K Club.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.